Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 12 after. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I think you'll like it. And don't forget all the other things you can do, including find out more about our good friend and outstanding member of our Brain Trust, Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking Telecommuting. The list goes on and on. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you.
How you like the sound effects there?
You know what? It's absolutely, it's wonderful. As long as you don't go but at the end, then we know we're okay.
We got serious production value here, Jeffrey. I know one of the things you want to talk about was some of the newer technology that's available out there that can help people to be more mobile, to more efficient, more effective, and maybe even have a little bit more freedom. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting because one of the things that the only thing I would take issue with is the way you describe it. You said newer technologies.
Well, no, you're right.
What you're alluding to is sort of personal digital assistants, the PDAs, the BlackBerrys.
Which are not new, you're right.
Which are not new, and they've been around for a while, and people, now they're migrating into what they call convergent devices, which is where your phone has the ability to synchronize with Outlook or to synchronize with ACT or with Goldmine or any sort of contact management software or its own contact management software that you would load onto your computer, and then you can synchronize all your data back and forth, your contacts, you know, mostly back and forth between your desktop and your handheld device or your laptop and your handheld device. And
I remember 6 years ago, 7 years ago, as far back as that, and probably you were with me when we were talking about this, saying when we talked about technological convergence, and we said if you want to watch that happen, watch the phones, watch the cell phones, and then PDAs came along, and then right. You know, people had a beeper on their belt, they had a phone in their pocket, and they had a PDA in their briefcase,
right?
You know, and we said watch those things start to come together, and that's exactly what's happened, hasn't it?
That is exactly what's happened. In fact, I know that you've gotten some new ones recently, and I know somebody, the coach of my son's hockey team, just recently got the new BlackBerry. It's a 7200 series, which has full web browsing. It has email, which is the key thing. I'm not big on needing to browse the web when I'm out and about, but as it becomes, you again alluded to the lifestyle and how it makes us free, if you're carrying a device on your hip that costs maybe, I know his costs $40 a month for 600 minutes, and it costs, and he has another phone that he's got to wait for the contract to die on that has all the minutes he needs, so he'll bump up the minutes once he's done. But about $40 a month for 600 minutes, plus like $20 a month for unlimited web browsing and email. Now you think about it. Yeah. For $60 or $70 a month, plus about $80 in federal and state taxes, of course, you have the ability to do almost anything you would do from your desktop, except, of course, as they say, it's not designed to run the business. I can't write articles on it, and you can't do all that sort of stuff.
Well,
but
now,
you can stay. You can.
Can't is not exactly. You know.
You wouldn't want to.
You know. You know. You pinched me a minute ago for not being completely accurate. So you have got the QWERTY, what they call the QWERTY keyboard on the
right.
BlackBerry, for example.
Exactly.
You can sit there and thumb it out if you want to.
And what's interesting is I think I had gotten an email from you or Devana, the producer, yesterday, talking about how some systems were down and doing the email from doing a contact from the BlackBerry.
That's
yesterday.
Exactly right. We had a little bit of an upset with one of our units, and so while somebody was looking at that, she continued to march with her BlackBerry.
And
a lot of people would say, well, Jim, why don't you just let her take off a couple of hours while they're working on it? But not me, buddy. We have to keep working. I'm going to make sure we've got backup equipment so we can keep working.
You can get that pound of flesh now with a BlackBerry.
That's exactly right.
Keep her working. But that's really what it's all about. It's not designed to run the business.
Probably going to cost me a manicure, too, though.
Exactly. There will be a back-end cost, okay? There will be something. But, you know, again, they're not designed to run the business. They're designed to keep you on top of business. So, for example, when I travel, we talk about leisure and family and the ability to have, you know, to have life and work. When I travel, much to my wife's chagrin, the BlackBerry is always on hand because I can't be out of touch, or at least I don't want to be out of touch, and it's not so intrusive that I'm there all day, every day, thumbing through my emails and seeing what's going on.
Well, you
and
know,
immediately
Jeffrey,
calling.
A lot of people think when they hear you and I talking about this, you and me talking about this, they think, well, you know, you guys, you know, you need to get a life, you need to get untethered from your work, et cetera, et cetera. But what we're talking about, folks, is in the old days, if we were expecting a phone call, if we were expecting an important, if it was work hours, normal work hours, and we were expecting an important email to come in, that meant we basically were tethered to the office.
Right.
But if we needed to go and watch our kids at a play or a ball game or whatever it might be, but because we have this technology, all we got to do is check the BlackBerry, for example, or whatever PDA you use. And when it comes in, you see it, you respond to it, and now you've got the stress off of you. And
right.
You were able to not be unproductive while you were waiting on that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things to consider when you're looking at these, it's not just about you and me as family guys. I mean, and I think I write a lot, as you know, on home officing and telework, and there's been a backlash by those who are either single or married with no kids, and they're saying, oh, this is about the family. This is about life. And whatever is important to you, you can find the balance. So if, for example, it's not about the kids, but you need to go get a root canal, but you don't want to be disconnected from the office, or you're sick one day and you don't have a laptop or a desktop at home and you can't make it into the office by copy forwarding or synchronizing your email with your desktop, you can be in touch, or you can put it aside and be out of touch. Again,
well,
it's not the ball and chain that it needs to, that some might think it is.
And one of the things that I do, and whenever I travel, of course, my PDA is also my contact, has all my contact information. It also has my email, and it also is my phone. It's one device in my hand, and as you said, it also is a web browser,
right.
which I can do, but I don't like to, so I don't use it much like that.
Right.
But the point is that if I am traveling, if I am out somewhere, you can thumb through your email quickly and see if there's anything, and I mean just literally the one-liners, to see if it's even anything that you're interested in picking up.
Right.
And if it looks like it's important, look at it. If it isn't, you know, it took you 3 seconds to do that. Stand by, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is his newest book, 20 After. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is a syndicated columnist. Many of you will see his work around the globe on the internet, a lot of different places, as well as at especially at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, right, Jeff?
That's my big mama client. They're very good to me. We've been around for a long time.
And you write a couple of different columns for them, don't you?
I write what we're talking about, the business technology column called BizTech, and if anyone wants to learn more, they go to sun-sentinel.com and just type in Zabar, Z-B-A-R, and they'll see some of the columns I've written. But more to the point, I write that. I write a marketing column every week that talks about small business or big business marketing, as well as a business strategy feature. Once every 5 or 6 weeks, I rotate through the cover story of their Monday
section.
And they
can find some of those at your website, can't they?
They can find most of the articles. One of the things that I did early on is I negotiated with them to allow me to run most or not all of the articles I write, especially on technology and strategies, on my website and to repurpose them elsewhere. So some of them have been used in my books. Most of them, especially the technology, are all over my website. And the things we're talking about and that we do talk about find their way back to my website as a way, you know, it's all free. There are no paying sponsors on
and
my
tell
site.
Tell us where that is.
At www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffreyhoffman.com.
And you can find his books there as well, and I encourage you to check them out. Jeffrey, we're talking about the technology that's available today, and the only reason why I said new earlier, and you're exactly right to point out that there's nothing new about PDAs, personal digital assistants. They're not new, but the new part, and it's not even brand new, but it is the newest, and that is the total convergence of web browsing, email, contact management, and telephone.
Right.
And also there are other little features there. There's a notepad and there's a lot of other little goodies in there, but even a game that I've never played. But the thing is that it's all right there in one little device. And even though, as you say, it's not all that new, I still have people walking up to me that I know are not too, are pretty tech savvy, walk up to me and they say, "Oh, is that your phone too?"
Right.
Let me see that. I mean, it's still enough of a, and I don't, day after tomorrow it won't be, but day before yesterday it still was kind of that way, and it's pretty cool having all that. Now, I personally carry mine in my pocket. I don't clip it on my belt. My wife won't let me clip it on my belt. She makes me put it in my pocket, and it works fine.
And that pencil protector, she made you get rid of that a long time ago.
I had to get rid of the pencil protector, and I had to get the glasses
without the
tape on it. Yeah, but it fits right, very nicely in my pocket.
Right, and that's what we're seeing is this is quickly moving from the device that the bleeding edge technology adopter had 5 to 7 years ago to the must-have senior executive who is the only one who could otherwise afford it to the masses among consumers. So look what happened to Paris Hilton a couple of weeks ago where her PDA got hacked and all that information went out. Now you see all these organizations, these companies, the technology providers marketing these devices to the masses, because what they are, they don't just hold, Paris Hilton had, some celeb's phone number on there, or many, but she had some celeb's phone number on there. It doesn't just hold the phone number. It can have their birth date. It can obviously their name, their personal information.
I didn't know Paris Hilton had been hacked.
Excuse me?
I didn't know Paris Hilton's PDA.
Oh, her cell phone. This goes back two or 3 weeks. Her cell phone had been hacked.
Now I understand why I've been getting so many phone calls.
They're exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? They go in order, in descending order, so you are at the top of the list.
Right at the top of her list, yeah.
You got it. So, but all seriousness, now you see, one thing you have to be careful about is as you have these web access and email access on what is your cell phone, now we have viruses coming out and people who are hacking these devices to get data. And so you may have your contact list in there that they can hack, and they posted her contact list information to the internet.
Wow.
So all these celebs, these A-list celebs.
Some people need to get a life and a job,
That's another story altogether. Don't get me started. Okay, we're going to talk about that.
But what's your point is an excellent one, and that is security for your PDA. Now, where do you get that? Does McAfee offer that? Does Norton offer that?
Well, at this point, it's starting to emerge that McAfee and Norton are looking there. But it really, it's so, I don't want to say cutting edge, but it's so new, especially among when I say consumers, even the business audience out there who are using these devices to think, I'm unprotected. I'm getting a worm that's going to go in and eat up the insides of my phone, or it's going to take that data and distribute it over the internet, or infect my phone, or do it as a self-propagating virus. It'll go from my phone to everyone else.
Because they're basically wireless units, and whereas my laptop wireless unit only connects up to wireless, systems that I tell it to.
Right.
Our PDAs pick up a signal wherever it can.
As well, your wireless can your desktop. Wireless, the network at the home office it is only as good as your latest installation of the antivirus and software like that. So, there is a saying that applies to these newfangled cell phones and convergent devices that applies to your desktop. There are only two types of people who are computer users, those who have lost data and those who will lose data.
Right. Yeah.
And in all likelihood, there is no way to 100% protect yourself from being hacked, being intruded, or catching a worm or a virus. You can only try your best.
But don't get all worked up, folks. Just take precautions, the same reason why you buckle your seatbelt, same reason why you drive defensively. Tens of thousands of people die in car accidents every year, but we still drive cars. So it's not a reason to not use the technology.
Of
Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Thank you much, Jim.
Quick break, right back after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.